River 14, 67, Sunraiser's Feel Good Station, 12 to 9, Cole Chisel, Kay San, nearing the end of the brekkie show for today, but as always on a Tuesday, joining me now, leading senior constable Joe Clark from the Mildura Police, Crime Stoppers, and I believe some spate of fires across the weekend when there was a total fire ban are currently being investigated. How are you going today?
I'm well, thank you, and you're absolutely correct. There was a little spate of fires in and around the Mildura area. The first one was actually out at Redcliffe at Scout Hall Road and Carey Street at around 9 p.m. on Friday evening, where some organic material was set alight. Then on Saturday we had three in Mildura in quick succession. About 10:30 there was a fire in Patterson Street, Mildura, which was the CFA were called out. They extinguished the fire with little damage. The second one was in 13th Street near the railway crossing with Ontario Avenue. And the third one was in Jenkins Place. A small fire was lit beside a garbage bin. And there was minimal damage by all the fires, but the point of the matter is that it could have turned pear-shaped really quickly. They were near houses, they were near fences, and it doesn't take much for those to get out of control.
Very silly indeed. And how's the rest of the crime looking? I believe you've had a busy week.
Yeah, again, there was some alcohol-fueled violence on Friday night, Saturday morning. One could have got very nasty. There was a verbal altercation between two 23-year-old males in the 7th Street area. They were asked to quieten down by a nearby resident, and that ended up escalating to the stage where the two males chased the resident, jumped over a fence and chased him into his house. He's locked the door behind himself. The males have then kicked in the front door and gone inside, threatening the resident. The victim, luckily, was able to arm himself with a baseball bat. He ended up chasing the two offenders back out into the street, who then threw a bottle at him. The offenders fled the scene but were arrested a short time later by police in the nearby vicinity.
How terrifying. Do you think perhaps drugs or alcohol was behind this one?
Yeah, they were certainly drunk because that was one of the charges that was laid. Both males were charged with aggravated burglary, assault, drunk and other related offences. And one of them actually had to spend the night in custody. He was remanded and the other was granted bail, and they'll both appear at court at a later date.
And how are the roads looking?
Yeah, the roads were actually pretty good. Last weekend, as we reported on this channel, it was pretty average. But this time round, we've had two incidents of significance where a 30-year-old Mildura male has been intercepted in 14th Street and he's returned a blood alcohol reading of 0.94%, which is mid-range. So he received a penalty notice for $476 and 6 months disqualification. And on Sunday, there was a 40-year-old male from Piangle who was allegedly checked out on the Mallee Highway at 161 kilometres per hour. So his vehicle's been impounded for 30 days. He'll incur a recovery cost of $1,500 and he'll also have to appear at court at a later date.
Speed kills, doesn't it?
Speed kills, especially at that pace.
Absolutely. Very, very silly indeed. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, doing a wonderful job, the Mildura Police, of course, with fighting crime in Sunraysia. Are there any cases with regards to you requiring public assistance this week?
Yeah, we do. Between 1 and 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, an unknown intruder, attempted to gain entry to a residence out at Lake Kalalarain. And there's been a couple out at Lake Kalalarain recently, which is a concern because normally that's a fairly crime-free zone. This person was disturbed by the female occupant who had a dog. She's released the dog, which has caused the offender to jump over a nearby fence. So anyone that lives out at Lake Kalalarain, if they've heard or seen anything, if they could contact Mildura Police on 50185300 or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. And lastly, one at Brody Close, a person that lives in Brody Close has actually gone away for a week and come back and found their rear shed open. And missing was a Falco Advanced road bike and a Husqvarna chainsaw, both fairly expensive items.
Dear, oh dear. Okay, thanks so much for your time today. Joe, thanks for coming in, and we'll talk to you. In fact, we won't talk to you next week because you're going on holiday, I believe, but Crime Stoppers back same time next week.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Joe.